escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, I think I would.
Well, it's not Electric Avenue, buddy.
Oh, I know. I want to ride.
Do you?
Yeah.
The white pony?
Ride down, white horse.
Again, this song's about cocaine. I'm quite certain about that. Yeah. You want to ride the white horse?
I thought that was heroin.
Ooh, I like that intro. I think Everlast wrote this one.
No. Oh. I could just see people dancing to this the way... You remember everybody used to dance the same?
Yep.
Or at least tried to dance like everybody else? You could really nail the post. You could do like a whole promo before this song kicks in. This weekend at Trailblazer Park. It's in Travelers Rest, South Carolina.
Oh, he's telling you not to.
Oh, so it's just say no.
I don't like that message.
If you want to ride. Maybe this is like anti-drugs and more about... They're going to tell us in a minute to drink the White Lightning.
They come in with a remix.
For those that listen to the podcast later, again, get your life in order. I mean, you going to watch the Super Bowl on tape? No?
We wake up for you. Why don't you wake up with us?
It is cocaine or heroin, whichever one.
How about both?
You looked it up?
Yes.
Really?
I was just like,
no, I wanted, yeah. That's fine.
I mean, I got two hands. Let's fill them up.
You know
that saying, put coke in one hand and heroin in the other and see which one feels first?
No, it's take a dump in one hand.
Done that before. Unrelated story.
It was like you could go three or four hands.
Sometimes you miss.
Why, horse? Okay.
When you're a side-to-side wiper, you miss a lot.
Give me the initials of who sings this. I'm trying to figure it out without Googling it. Would the initials give it away?
LB.
LD?
B.
LB.
Bravo. LB. Lima, LB. Bravo.
That's not Limp Bizkit.
Nope.
Leonard Bennard?
Nope.
Land Balin. Damn.
What am I doing right now?
Laying back. Laying back?
Laid back.
Laid back is the name of the group?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was about to say Rob. It's Rob's last name.
It was his...
Quiet Storm.
It was his mother's name. His dad's last name. It was hyphenated. Rob... Laid back, hyphen, black.
Gotcha. Who's the quiet storm?
This is when they get the deeper voice going.
You man.
What?
Oh, hang on now.
Did it say?
No.
Are you... What? Never listened that far into it, I guess.
Do it again. Say it again.
He says you're going to be a bitch.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I did too. But then he said...
It'll be someone else's bitch.
I said...
You want to ride the white horse?
If you want to be rich.
Oh, a Callaway shout out.
What?
Well, I like this.
Bitch. What?
You just rhyming stuff? If you want to stunt, you have to be a run. Yeah.
Stream me on Twitch.
This song reminds me of you guys, yeah.
My balls itch.
You don't want it itch.
More than just my armpit stink. Oh, he's saying white pony now.
Hey, what? Hang on now.
What is a white pony page? Google that one now.
Well, I Please. Thought horse and pony was
is that
the same
like
thing for him.
Some mid coke?
I know what the baloney pony is.
Yeah, I've heard
what
about
is that?
That. It's like the beef bus in Tuna Town.
God, you.
Google baloney pony page. And pony's not spelled with a G, an N, and an A either. It's weird. Baloney pony. It's, it doesn't match up.
When they trace what I Google during the day, they're going to go, this woman is a pervert.
The one to worry about is him over there.
They already know you sit over here and Google all kind of stuff like masks and domination and horses and people. Like, this is Paige sitting over here.
You know what I think she does?
What did I do?
I think she...
She's a bestiality Googler.
Bitch.
From the hours of 6 to 10 over here, she's Googling horses and women. What's up with that?
Horses and women.
I think she's doing, I'm not thinking, I know. I think she does a photo shoot in here after the show every day.
I think she does. Because
you know, it's for the OnlyFans page.
She's starting to build it up. And it's going to slowly come to the point where she gets naked. The one picture I thought you were going to fall over. I was kind of cute.
I was going to fall over.
That's how I knew it was in the studio, because you were laying sideways because the wall was sideways behind you. You can see your picture at page 933. I want to put it over because I'm going to put mine over here.
Well.
In a second.
This damn song's still going. This is an everlasting song.
Well, they're going to start riding it with Tony in a minute. Baloney pony. He's scrawny.
He's scrawny.
We need an answer. We've asked you to ride all kind of stuff. Pick one. Pony, baloney, Tony,
now,
honey.
I like riding bareback. Have you ever done that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hate rubbers.
That's not what I mean.
You can't feel anything with
a horse, with no reins or anything, just climbing on a horse. You ever did?
No, I've never. I've
heard that. That's like a female fantasy.
Oh, it's nice.
It's like riding a horse.
How do you
bareback,
not
naked?
How do you not be afraid they're going to run you to the barn? I'm not naked. The horse doesn't have a saddle. That's it.
Right. I didn't think you were naked. Although I did envision that the moment you said it, I could completely put you on a horse naked in my mind. That was so wild.
I would do it.
You had your hair combed all the way in the front, covering the breasts.
There was something psychological, because I've read about this. Women that, like, that's one of their fantasies is, like, riding a horse naked bareback.
And you want to lay down and hug that horse.
Something about the...
Some of them take it too far when they go to Tijuana.
No.
I don't know if it's the... You know, the personification of the masculinity of it, or that they relent and they don't know what's going to happen.
That the horse trusts you so much that you can actually ride it.
But are they like? I mean, are they?
What if you get bucked off and you're paralyzed?
The thing is, you can't steer.
Hey,
the
you
horse
go buck yourself, pal.
Without reins, I mean, you can just kind of move the mane a little bit, but.
No, but it's.
I've never done that to a horse, though.
Horses are dumb looking.
Of course not. Well, I don't think you could do anything to a horse. I think only a horse would do something to you. I don't think you could actually go have your way with a horse.
I mean, like in the barn, I've got, or like, you know.
If it's a pony, you go on the list.
If there's a ring inside, I've gotten on the horse without a saddle.
What if it sucked, man? It's like, well, crap, they're like seven times our age. That's not fair.
Have you seen a horse give a sample before? Because this is like a four-man job. And then one of the guys has to hold the fake force vagina.
What?
Horse vagina.
God, what does that look like?
It looks like inseminating the horse.
Well, they're just getting the samples. Yeah. So the one guy's got to hold it up under his arms, and the other guy's only job is to guide the horse's tool into the thing. So the only thing he touches all day is the horse's gimmick.
Well, no wonder why Leo Darkbar was such a jerk.
It's a former boyfriend of Paige.
I guess they didn't milk him enough.
He was stoked.
Is there a fifth guy to come in and give the horse a cigarette after he finishes?
It should be. You know who's got the
horse fluffer.
You know who's got the easiest
Watch
job?
Watch it now, Paige.
The guy who's holding the reins. He's just sitting there making sure the horse doesn't go anywhere while the other guy's grabbing his gimmick.
It's almost like that. They're he's the one subduing someone during a G bang. It's kind of what it sounds like.
Oh my God.
It's like my daddy holding me down for my mama giving me the suppository. Which was
we mentioned it the other day. I don't know.
I started having flashbacks to it the other day. Like I got enough of those to remember that. And
how'd you get held down?
I just picture you screaming.
I don't know. I was
like a foot to the back of the neck, or
no? He would. I would lay across the bed, and he would hold my arms on the other side, and Hey Baby would be over there with a rubber glove on and some Vaseline and
Were you laying flat on your stomach?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you were, you know, assuming the position.
But I can never, in hand of God, this is true, she'd sit there and she'd say, quit laughing, Matthew. It keeps sliding, man.
Oh, my God.
But
But looking back, and God, she's gone now. But looking back,
his last words.
I'm like, what was it? I've had the only major thing I've ever had in my whole life consistently is diarrhea.
Oh,
I've had it
bastard.
For now 48 years.
I
was fine my first year, but then year two, it was all downhill. But why was I getting so many of them? And, you know, I mean, not before, you
maybe
know.
Maybe that's why you have chronic diarrhea today, because you had too many suppositories.
They gave me too many, and everything just falls right out of me now.
It's like the spit trick where you suck it back up real quick.
Ugh.
You're doing that as a suppository.
People that do, remember, people do that over toilets.
Yeah, you're I wonder if there's Kegels that you can do in the other region that try to.
Kegels in the other region.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got but that region you got.
I know, but maybe there's an exercise that you can do to try to
How many people would just chance being sick other than have to take a suppository? They're like, hey, that's exit only, buddy.
Well, I think now they're probably, like, they've advanced. Like, back then, you couldn't, like, move for 30 minutes. Now, I think it, like, melts in you after five.
You had to get it pretty quick because it was real waxy and it would melt like on your fingers.
Yeah, but then quit laughing, Matthew. It's going to shoot back out at me like my butt was a machine gun.
That was the last thing that no one's ever done that to me. No matter how bad I was never punished.
When we come back, I happen to have some suppositories in the refrigerator, so it will feel nice.
Melts faster on your tongue than it does your fingers, though.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. TheRiseGuys.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademark used with permission.
Hey. You like that music?
I love it.
Love
is burning. You know, I'm shocked. We've never gotten an email where people have said, you know what? What about just coming on the show and singing all 4 hours?
Oh, that might be fun.
No, it wouldn't.
Like one long play?
The numbers would go way, way down, and we would, like, karaoke would be done forever. And we love karaoke in this country.
We do.
It would be a big mix of songs, too. You might not like some of them.
Well, I just think whatever song plays, we could just pop in. Like if Smashing Pumpkins plays or Van Halen, we just jump in and start singing along. Why not?
We might start spiking some Sam Cooke then.
No, don't do that. The things I've said and done over the years, boy, one of the biggest talking to's ever was for playing Johnny Cash.
Yeah, Fatty, what are you spiking old music for? Like, it's old.
I at least did it. I played the
when he passed.
Trent Reznor's song, "Hurt."
Yep.
What have I become?
He won awards for that song.
Oh, it's
Jake.
It's so tough to listen to, but it's. I mean, it is what it is.
He hurt himself today.
I hurt. Yeah, but the reason why though, he thought he was numb to life to see if he could still feel.
In the video, he was black and white. The video was, and he was.
I think he was all...
real poignant, whatever that word is.
It's poignant, in fact. Yeah. The G is silent.
Poignant club, shout out.
It's like the spot's hidden. Nowhere to be found. Where is it?
Poignant Highway.
You know, I don't know what the bit would be, but I've got the name of the bit. TRG spot. Let's put it together.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what it is, but it's branded pretty well.
I like that. We'll wear our hats backwards in honor of Danny Morgan. G spot.
He's still alive.
I know, but you know. He's...
Oh, you didn't say memoriam. You said an honor. I see. Okay, so this is the Let Freedom Ring of Fire.
Okay.
Because we love playing this game, and many of you, and I'm not gonna say everyone because the phones and everything. But well, you didn't ask me. I hate it.
I love it.
Pointless game.
But you don't need it.
You probably prefer something like tic-tac-toe, don't you? Something real easy. This is a thinking person's game. That's right. I included women.
Okay.
Thinking person's game.
Yep. We all play.
So the Ring of Fire, for those that have never heard it before, is simple. On paper, it's simple. I'll start it. I'll say a name. We'll go the normal clockwise. So it'll go me, Fat Boy Page. Me, Fat Boy Page.
Okay.
So I'll say a name. This is just for practice. I could say Mark Hendricks.
Okay, I would say Jimi Hendrix.
I'd say Jimmy Johnson.
See, and then I would say like Jimmy Jam Garvin, and then it would go
Ronnie
on.
Ronnie Garvin.
You could play off of first and last name. We'll also have extended the game's... universe to now accept fictional names if it was in a movie.
Character
names, things such as.
You just can't say the old club characters. Would not work. You get one of these.
Ooh, that was real scary if you're not expecting it.
I know.
It's like when you're watching YouTube TV and a local commercial comes on and it's like, it's on like volume 70. It's like, good Lord.
That's an FCC
violation.
You're
excited about that furniture store. Oh, man. Okay. You want me to start off the first one?
Yeah. If you want to keep that rotation.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that.
All right. I want to keep it in the theme of freedom.
Okay. Can't promise I will.
Okay, then I'll stick to presidents then. I will go I'm going to go easy the first time. George W. Bush, Fat Boy. Now, you don't have to say a president.
Okay.
You know, I'm just saying that's the starter, but I'm saying it's kind of lobbing you an easy one off that.
You said George W. Bush?
I did W. Bush.
I will say George H.W. Bush.
Mm.
Herbert Walker.
I'll say George Washington.
Ooh. I would say George Washington Carver. You understand?
Oh, it's a good one. Let's go with Ron Washington.
Oh.
Ron White.
Ron Harper.
Tater Salen. Alvin Harper.
Oh.
Ooh. What did you say, Alvin?
Alvin Harper.
Yeah.
Oh. But I wanted to say a different one. I want to take it back.
All I can say is Alvin and the Chipmunks, but that doesn't count.
That's a character.
Well, then I'm going to say Monk.
Tony Shalhoub?
Well, she said Monks. Why can't I singularly?
Okay. Okay.
Monk? Singular Monk.
I will say Art Monk.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Paige, your brother doesn't
you
count.
You say Art Monk? I say Art Linkletter.
Oh,
I say Art Howe, former Major League Baseball manager for the Houston Astros and many others.
Freaking Gordie Howe.
Oh.
I know what she's going to say.
Oh. Jeff Gordon.
Does that work? I thought she was going to say Gordie Hahn.
Oh, God. That's a killer. That's great. That's awesome. I'm trying to remain on track and thinking what I'm going to say, but I'm laughing like hell in my head.
I think I'm out then.
It's like the time you said Jeremy Renner and I said Blade Runner. And lost it.
Blade Runner, the movie. Okay. Well, so off of, I'm not stalling, but tell me. You said.
I said Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe. Yeah. I would say Steve Howe. Look him up. Dodgers pitcher had cocaine issues.
See, Steve Bedrosian.
Oh, Steve Garvey. We're keeping it in baseball. That's wild.
Steve
and
Garvey.
And politics.
Show me family. Steve Garvey. Steve Smith, ball player.
Steve, you already said Steve Petrosian. Steve, Stephen Regal, Lord Stephen Regal.
Oh, that's a good one, Lord Stephen Regal.
Anyone with Lord, Stephen or Regal in the name?
Well, I was going to say Regal Cinemas. So.
Shame on you for not saying Tracy Lords.
You won that one. Oh, why didn't I?
I know, your
Tracy
mind's always
Lords.
Thinking porn.
I liked her.
She looked great, too. When she first started.
She's actually an okay actress, even though, you know.
Yeah, she's kind of like on a mood now, so.
She's on a mood.
She don't like to talk about her, you know, previous work, so.
Oh, can you blame her?
Well, I mean, this one got you to the game.
Yeah, but still.
It's like when Doohickey was on Dancing with the Stars, and I'm like, man, I want to talk about, I wasn't going to say, did you really go to the moon?
Freaking Buzz Aldrin.
He was like, we're not going to talk about that. And I'm like, well, I don't want to talk about you dancing.
Yeah, how about that?
Like, how about that?
You on there because you went to...
Old ass.
Allegedly. No, I think, I don't know. Definitely. All right. Went. That's one for...
You got that one.
Freaking me.
All right.
All right.
Let's go. I'm going to win this one.
So I'll start this one?
Yeah, you start this
one. Oh, yeah, because it's winner chooses.
Make it, take it.
I'll stick with presidents then. I will go Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Garfield.
Of age.
I don't
know. Off Andrew Garfield?
Andrew Garfield.
You got a couple seconds.
All I can think is the animal Garfield.
It wasn't time. Oh. You didn't say the animal. I'm going to say Garfield the cat.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Paige, but you said the animal. And that wouldn't have counted. Am I wrong?
No, that'll pass. It was kind of a time issue,
Garfield
too.
The cat.
Garfield the cat.
Okay. Paige, I'll give you half the award if I win.
Tomcat? The count? Tomcat. It's got to count,
you,
right?
Well, so I know as a big fan, Jerry Mouse and Tomcat were their legal names. I'm not kidding. I'm a super fan of Tom and Jerry. All right.
Well, I'll stick with it then.
Tomcat, I'll go Tom Cruise.
Penelope Cruz. I can't say that word. Penelope.
God, what's that girl's name on freaking Riverdale? Grace watches freaking Penelope Blossom. Yes, I think.
Blossom, the show. Blossom Russo. That was her name. Italian family.
I'll stay in the family. Joey Russo. Freaking also Melissa and Joey fame, as you may remember.
Joey Tribbiani. Yep, friends. Yeah, boys.
Oh, God.
I got you there.
Hold on. Joey Tribbiani. Joey. What?
Ooh, sorry.
Wow.
You know what that means?
It's a tie.
We got time for a quick rubber match. We got to. We can't leave it in a tie. That's one apiece.
Okay. Shoot.
But I feel like you should.
How?
It can only be just us, though, right? Because it's the rubber match.
Okay.
And we are kind of.
Oh, yeah. It's like March Madness or any kind of tournament.
So I don't want Paige to win. She probably will.
Well, you know what sucks, though? Is like I was sitting here thinking, like, I was sticking with the show. Like you said, Blossom Russo. And then I was like, I was thinking Vince Russo, but I was like, screw him. So I was like, oh, Joey Russo. But then when you said Joey Tribbiani, I was thinking like in my mind the same show. So I was going to say Matt LeBlanc to that. But would not. Count? No, hell no. I was just doing it wrong.
Well, do you want to? You can play if you want. Like, just do like a quick three. Like she could play.
Start with Matt LeBlanc.
Okay, you started with Matt LeBlanc.
Well, you won. You get to start it.
Okay, maybe I'll start it with Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, okay.
Matt Matthews.
Who is that?
I thought he was a comedian. I may be wrong.
Matt Matthews.
I don't know him. I have to look that one up. Matt Matthews. All right, so I guess it is me and you.
Okay. Matt Damon.
Damon Wayans.
Marlon Wayans.
Marlon Brando.
God, what's his name? Freaking Brando Eaton. He's in that movie Born to Race and 28 Days Later or Cabin Fever or something like that. I promise, a real actor. Not blowing smoke up your urethra. Or rear end, whatever it is.
Brandon Lee? Can I play off that?
Yes. And I could play off of Bruce Lee.
Bruce Willis.
Willis Reed.
Oh. Willis Reed.
Yeah, the Knicks.
Reed Richards.
Who's that?
I know that's somebody and I can't
think. Freaking Mr. Fantastic.
Is that the character?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it.
Why did I help you, though? That's the thing. I'll get back to the presidential stuff. Richard Nixon.
The most handsome actor ever, Richard Gere. He's wonderful. I love Richard Gere. I'm straight, though. So we'll put that out there.
Will you accept this? Someone who, their last name, their first name, Richard Gere is G-E-R-E, correct?
Yeah, I like the city.
Okay. What about, there's a woman whose name is Gary, but she spells it G-E-R-E. Does that count? It's spelled the same.
I guess. I mean, we kind of make the rules.
Yeah, we took Brando and Brandon there.
Yeah, that was okay. Okay. I'll take that.
I'll go Gary Cavanaugh then. Very famous industrial designer. I feel very effeminate for knowing that, but I don't care.
Brett Kavanaugh, that's not an endorsement. It's just used for a game.
Brett Michaels.
Michaels Jackson.
Dang it, man.
No! Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think you could have accepted it.
Michaels Jackson?
No, you could have just said Michael Jackson.
I know, but I didn't like... The Brett Michaels threw me off for some reason.
Off of Brett Kavanaugh? Oh.
You said Brett Michaels, and I was like, I couldn't think of him.
How'd you not go Shawn Michaels right there?
God, I don't know. Because I haven't watched it.
See, because I've played...
You're talking about the porno star, Shawn Michaels?
I played two rows, or two rounds ahead. Like, if we had said Michael Jackson, and we accepted it, or Michaels Jackson, then I was ready to say Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, then I would have... I would have said Samuel L. Adams. Does that count?
Yeah, I don't know. Is you talking about the beer guy?
Yeah.
No. Amy L. Adams.
Dang it, man. I get so close.
It's so fun.
And there's this one odd one you don't think of. It just throws the whole damn thing off.
It's just the fact that you can use first and last names. And adding character names really, it kind of stretched it maybe too far.
I like how it kind of mixes it up, though. It's just... I got to be more aware of who people are.
I know. Like Joey Tribbiani.
I knew I'd get that one.
But I wanted to play off of his character name and his real name.
So can we do that in the future? You want to make that a rule? It's fine with me.
All opposed?
Sure.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right. Both of those count. All right. Good. Paige?
Yeah.
And we sound like Major League Baseball, where they're like, guys, people aren't staying the whole nine innings. What can we do to change it up a little bit?
Yeah, really.
What about halfway through, we sing some Neil Diamond and let people spin baseballs on their head and then try to run straight? Baseball bats, rather.
Have a hot dog race.
Paige, what up in that race?
Well,
I mean, that...
Well, somebody wants to ban left turns. I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Ban left... How do you...
I would imagine it's Republicans.
How the hell do you ban a left
People
turn?
That prefer the road course. Who knows?
To the right, to the
Who
right.
Knows? NASCAR guys are totally for it, though. They really are. We'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines. And then, the biggest best damn audio ever.
It is pretty big.
Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Breaking news. I want to say this just dropped, but actually just uploaded. But finally, the world premiere of the music video for Feedin' Time is now up. You can go see it on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, Instagram at The Rise Guys, coming soon to X and YouTube.
Feedin' Time. Give me kisses.
It's a music video of me with manimals.
I love it.
One word.
Lick my phone, girl.
You lick my phone, girl. Feedin' Time.
Okay.
I know. I get people say that to me sometimes at like a store or whatever. I was at the ball card store the other day of Bowling Springs.
Well, Travis said it too.
No, he didn't, but a guy that I knew in there was walking, Feedin' Time. I'm like,
it's going to go viral. People are going to use that for
their
stuff.
Yeah, but if I was still really like obesely overweight, I would take that in a different way. Yeah. Like,
you wait.
Feedin' Time.
So where
feedin'
are we going? Time. Who's buying?
Oof. Now, go watch that video. It's fun.
All right, so here's the question. Should we ban left turns? Not just any left turns at intersections. There is a professor.
Oh, Bethel.
That's a professor.
At Penn State who thinks that we should ban left turns at intersections.
Why does he think
that there's a reason, a legitimate reason?
Well, let's hear the old professor. What's he got to say?
Well, this professor.
You're saying it's a he, is it?
I thought she said it was.
You know, it doesn't really give the name of the sex.
What's his cis gen, do you know?
So
does it say professora?
This professor thinks that we shouldn't turn because 40% of all crashes happen at intersections and over 60% of those accidents involve someone making a left turn.
I don't like the median they put where you can't turn?
You know, 9 times out of 10, those are put up as favors to business owners. I can tell you of 10 places in Greenville where they put, and I'll tell you, one of them is right there on Woodruff Road. But by God, Fuddruckers is like, screw y'all. Our burgers are good. People will drive and turn down and then come back through the parking lot.
Explain to me on 25 when you go toward Berea, right there at the Walgreens and the QT.
Ride white horse.
Why is there a rail in the damn median? It's like a nice rail.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Because it's not one of them collapsible ones either. No. It's like one that you'd crash.
Did you run out of stuff? Like, that's something in somebody's yard. It's like a nice rail.
Yeah.
Right in front of Walgreens.
It's like something a skateboarder go grind on.
And yeah. Then you either have to go all the way to the light in some situations and make a U-turn, which I don't think is exactly that safe, or go all the way around and turn, and if that's what they're going to be doing.
If you're at that rail right now, flip it off. Like, you know you want to. Just give it a bird.
If you're able to, pull over and moon it for me.
Yeah, pee on it if you want to. I don't care.
So I found out this is a, I don't know the name of this person, but it is a male.
Look around for a school bus driving by before you do it.
And this person thinks.
Oh, school's out though. Pull them out. Let it go.
It could be an adult education bus.
More cities should make left turns illegal, at least during rush hour. It would save lives. That's why he went out and said this.
Yeah.
Well, and maybe let you get to work a little faster. So that's the whole thing.
Nothing would be on the left side of the road. Everything would be on the right. And depending on which way you're coming, that wouldn't work.
Yeah, and the person texting, let me explain myself. Like, there was a median place there that was never there until they developed the other side of the road where they put, and I'm not saying H.H. Gregg or old time, almost said old time Navy. I'm wearing pottery pants. Old time pottery, all that. Like, but when they developed that, I guess the traffic, they had to figure out, okay, people are going to stop and turn here, and they're going to stop and turn there. There's a reason for it, but it always seemed out of like a favor to the new developed land rather than screwing over the person who's been there for years.
Hook us up.
I like nacho cheese on my cheeseburgers.
So you want to mess up your whole day, do these things.
I have a pickle bar, too.
Oh, ooh, I like pickle bar.
Well, there's just pickles on there.
We got a pickle bar.
Sometimes fried pickles aren't a great idea. Because I remember one New Year's Eve, I thought it would be a great idea when we were in Tybee.
I already think she's lying already.
When we were in Tybee Island, and we went to Savannah for New Year's Eve. And so any drink I didn't want from, you know, the New Year's place, Fat Tuesday, because the cup comes down on River Street, I would pass it on to my niece, and I got her really intoxicated.
God, and I gave her
the rest of my fried pickles. Well, we barely made it to the Radisson Hotel, and she threw up in the bathroom. We got there, and she was so mad at me.
Paige's niece takes after her, if you know what I'm saying.
She's smart.
That's open-ended right there, pal.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
Smart.
So after
she's
that,
also very busy.
After that,
I mean, busty, partly.
She is a school teacher, so I have to say.
Oh,
she is busy.
I did not know
Doug.
That.
Yeah, Kara.
Well, let's see
science
her name
teacher.
Now.
I know she teaches
everybody
science.
Knows who she is. She's also
science teacher.
But anyways, please forgive me, Kara, for making you eat those pickles.
And any of her students that are listening right now, put two or two together. Yeah, she drinks.
My teacher.
No, she doesn't.
My teacher's a drinker. And her aunt sucked on a pickle.
And then threw it up afterwards.
She used to suck on pickles and try to sing at the same time.
You know, I like pickles. I do.
Oh, he's referring to
the singing?
Pickle karaoke.
Oh, yeah. Lord. I used to get pickle ornaments for Christmas.
What?
From people.
What the hell?
Yeah. So I had like all these pickles, and I donated them to a gay friend of mine, and he's got a pickle tree.
Mount Olive has a mascot now, I guess, or it's the plastic store.
You probably misheard him. He said he collects prickles. But
he's got all my pickles and naked statues from my mom at his house.
What? Naked statues of your mom?
No, my mom collected naked statues through Europe.
Oh.
Of men.
Not the precious moments.
Thank God she's straight then.
I had all of them.
Did she have Peter's David? Or David's Peter? I don't remember.
I have...
The one that cut his damn arms off.
I have David. That's the only one I kept. Thinker, I gave him.
The Thinker.
Yeah.
Have you seen the David, but it's a precious moment's head on the David body? It's kind of weird looking.
Oh, my God. They didn't ever, like, I mean, people would always say, like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if those people were, well, I know they were not. Let's say this. They were just playing off of what they thought those people looked like, but they didn't take any liberties with their schmeckles at all. They just all just went like, all right, you just ain't into anything right now. You're just flopping around and doing nothing.
If you read the Kama Sutra, they put it over. They put themselves over. The gimmicks, huge.
Well, that's a professional the Chinese way to do it.
They draw like huge gimmicks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese people have big ones?
According to the Kama Sutra, they do.
Paige, you ever been with a Chinese man?
I don't have to answer that, but you do.
All right, caller 13. If you're Chinese, Paige is going to...
I have some handsome, very handsome Chinese men.
But yes, name one right now.
Ronnie Chan.
It doesn't sound real.
It's somebody you used to work with. You know Paige does that. She'll
Ronnie
name people
Chan.
She used to work
he
with.
He is married to my best friend.
Oh, Jackie. We know her.
Well, I would say Ni Hao Meng to you, Ronnie
yes.
Chan.
And I would say...
Thao Sheng Hao.
See, very handsome.
I don't know any phrases.
I took a little bit of Mandarin, but it's very hard. Very hard.
That sauce.
I want to hear some of your Mandarin.
Kikamin?
That was it.
That sauce? Kikamin. What does that even mean?
Kikamin.
It's a saucy.
I don't know. I feel like you made it up, maybe.
All right. Well, headlines.
No, that's her.
Brought to us by Gosling Electric on Paige. And those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Paige, thank you so much. When we come back, my friends, we have quite the... You know, we're talking about freedom this week. We don't think about freedom the rest of the year, but this week we think about freedom. And with today, we are taking the freedom to not just do one segment of Best Damn Audio, but no, two.
Which just leaves one question. Are we coin flipping? Who's going to go first?
I would say, to keep it fair, the person who was the worst at the last game we just played should pick who goes first in this one.
Oh, that's good. That's good. She's got to pick.
Oh.
She went out early. Who's going first?
You go first.
I'll go first? Yeah. Okay.
You go first.
Let me get some stuff together.
I've got some stuff, my friend. I've got some news bloopers, which are always my favorite because those people are very pretentious and don't like admitting that they screw up. I've got, you know, Fatboy, as a grandfather, I'm often worried about the future that my grandsons are going to do prank videos with me and in the future, if there is such, if it's not outlawed.
Hopefully there is. I got a guy who's not really a guy.
Well, that's...
He's a guy that's not really a guy?
You know, I'll take that back. He's a guy, but he's not doing the manly things around the house that he should be doing. His wife does it for him.
And you'll, what are the manly things? Like taking out the garbage? I want to know.
Maybe killing wasps.
Oh.
Yeah, he ain't killing any wasps.
You have those around the house?
God, I feel like you did a better tease than I did. Well, here's you won that.
Well, I mean, I'm going first, so I didn't know if you wanted to save yours until...
What did the grandmother say to her son when she got mad at him in this video I'm going to play? Don't fart on me, you blinkers.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fatboy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.